Rock.com. This Monday is going to mark 22 years.
Crazy.
Since September 11th, 2001. Bob Lyons, he's the founder of March to the Memorial. He's joining us now for our good vibes. You guys are doing this incredible march on Monday, September 11th. The memorial walk here, right here in South Bend to remember and think about all those that lost their lives and didn't make it home that day. Bob, tell us a little bit about March to the Memorial. This is your 15th year you've been doing it.
Yes, sir. I've been doing 15 years of total walks. We started March to the Memorial here. Our major launch year was in 2019. And it is something very different for people to do on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They may just be hearing about this now, and they may think, well, why should I walk now? I haven't walked in years, and this is a day on the calendar. Well, we vowed we would never forget.
Right. Absolutely.
And this is a great way to get involved, even if you want to walk a mile of it.
Because it's a total of 21 miles?
It's a total of 21 miles.
But they don't have to do all 21?
No. Okay. They can walk a mile.
Okay.
The visual is a line of flags the entire day walking through South Bend.
So cool.
Amazing, yeah.
And, if they take a chance this year and join us, they'll fall in love with it. My first year doing it in St. Louis, I absolutely loved it. And that's why, I started these things wherever I moved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob, you may not know this about Tara and I, but we grew up on the West Coast. So, thousands of miles from the September 11th attacks. But one of the cool things, I think the coolest thing, and there's a significant part of our population, significant part of our listeners who are too young. It's not even a matter of remembering. It's just they never knew. The impact. But also, we're at a time right now in our country. It is so divisive.
It is.
It's one or the other. And we're at each other's throats. It's like we hate each other. Our country is divided. And September 11th, if there was one good thing that came out of that, it was the unity that came. Everybody, we were one. And we stood together. And I love what you're doing. I mean, the 21 miles, it is as you said, it's a 21 walking gun salute.
For all
of those who didn't make it home.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's this thing is a unifier. People from all backgrounds. Because on 9/11 and 9/12, we didn't ask, what are your beliefs? We just said, how can I help you?
Right.
People were in line to give blood. We became a family.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to get back to that.
And I miss that. And so, part of being involved in this walk is kind of getting a little bit of that back with people that you walk with. Some people may want to discuss where they're at, some people may not, but you really do form a bit of a family over the years of doing this. It's awesome. And that's why on the flyers I put, it's a non-political event.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's make that clear. Again, we are such a divisive time in our country right now with elections and all that. Just leave that stuff at home. This is about us all being on the same page as one country, having that patriotism and being proud of our country.
Yeah. And Bob, what can people expect on this walk? I mean, I know you said that there were fire stations that were kind of jumping in as like rest stops for you guys.
Yep. We have 7 rest stops through all fire stations. We'll have a vehicle going with us with all drinks and food throughout the whole day. Mission Barbecue is awesome.
Ooh.
And they're giving us lunch.
Oh, that's so way cool.
That's really cool. The whole thing is 21 miles. And we ask that you bring your American flag, large or small, it doesn't matter. But the visual is a line of flags the entire day walking down the streets on 9/11.
Yeah.
So cool.
And it really stirs, people ask, why are you walking to 9/11? It may stir a conversation in a car driving by of someone to say, hey, Dad, why are they walking today?
A little educational moment.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Now, Bob, I think my favorite thing about this in general is the cost. I mean, it is
free. 100% free. We give out free t-shirts while we have supplies, free food all day long, the free lunch, everything. We will never charge a dime for it.
You do need to register, though.
Registration helps on our website at march2thememorial.com. That helps us get your shirt size for you. It also helps us with, we got to go out and get the supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know how much they get. Because I always buy a little bit more. But if we have 80 people show up on Monday, and only 20 of them signed up, that's going to be a challenge.
Right.
So help us out and let us know your comments so that way we can be ready.
And you said that there was a phone number, right, that they could use, too. If they weren't internet savvy, you had a number that they could call.
Yes, there is. Yep, it's 574-366-0615. Give us a call, and we'll take care of you if you aren't web savvy. No worries.
Okay. Perfect. And otherwise, if you are web savvy, marchtothememorial.com. There's all sorts of information. You got the walk registration there, the route map, the sponsors. You can learn a bit about the walk history. Bob, I think one of the things, you know, everybody was touched by 9/11 in a different way. You were very close to the event just days before it happened.
I was. I was over in West Orange, New Jersey. The day before, I was about 10 blocks north of the towers, and wow, that's where one of our sites was at that we went and visited. Back one of the documentaries I watch every year, you can see our building that we worked in as they're going down to the towers. And so about a month later, we were allowed to go back in the city, and you could still smell it in the air, and I'll never forget it. You were numb from crying. You couldn't cry anymore. You saw all these posters of people that were missing all over New York City.
Yeah.
As time goes on, things fade a bit, but I'm going to try to keep our vow of never forgetting.
That's amazing.
Bob, you're doing great stuff.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for coming in here. And again, I mean, it's been 22 years. A lot of people are forgetting. Again, a lot of people didn't experience it. This is a great way to learn about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. And when you go register on the website, it'll ask, where you want to start at. That way we'll have your shirt ready for you when you arrive at the spot.
But perfect.
We are starting at the Martins.
Is this this is an older one? You got here, or is this this year's t-shirt?
This is this past year's t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Wow, that's really cool.
I like it a lot.
I work with it's got 97.7 on the back.
Yeah.
Our sister station just down the hall.
That's right.
Yeah, we love 97.7.
Yeah, we asked that if you want to join us Monday morning, get there at 8:30 a.m. Martins. This is for logistics, and we will start walking at 9:11 in the morning.
Okay.
And for those of you who have to work, we'll be walking until 6:45 p.m. That's where we're going to end at St. Pat's Park.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you can't walk, if you want to help volunteer, please get a hold of us. I'll have that number all day long. If you want to call and see where we're at kind of thing during the walk. And if you want to just comment at the end, we'll have a little closing ceremony at the park. You're all welcome to do that too.
Again, great way to honor those who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001. Crazy that it has been 22 years already. Bob, before we let you go, is there anything else that we forgot to mention here?
No, sir. Just bring your American flag, large or small. And if you don't think you can possibly do the whole 21, just have a plan. You can either walk back the same way you came in or get Uber or have a ride.
Got it. Again, marchtothememorial.com. And of course, if you have a good vibe, we'd love to hear from you.
Send us a good vibe.